making wuzu, this person proceeds to one of the houses from the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, he proceeds to one of the masjid. لِيَقْضِيَ فَرِيضَةً مِّن فَرَائِدِ اللَّهِ. And the reason why he is moving and the reason why this person is proceeding is to fulfill one faraz of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, to fulfill his salah. In the hadith of Bukhari Sharif it comes, the only reason this person is leaving is so that he may go to the masjid. The niyat he is leaving is that he is going to the masjid. He got no other maqsad. He is leaving home, he got no other purpose except that this person is going to the masjid. This hadith says he is going to fulfill a faraz from the faraiz of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. كانت خطوته إحداها تحط خطيئة. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that each footstep this person takes, one sin is forgiven. So each step he's taking, one sin is forgiven. والأخرى ترفع درجة. And the next step that he takes, this person's darajat is elevated. Some ulama explain it in this way, that every step he takes, his minor sins are forgiven. And now there's no longer minor sins left. Then the next step he now takes will elevate his status. Anyway, the hadith explains that one step a person takes, his sin is forgiven. The next step he takes, his gunaza and his darajat is elevated. So beautiful we learn from this hadith is that there is so much of reward for a person taking a few steps and coming to the masjid. Now a person obviously is staying far from the masjid. He'll take his car. And then when he takes his car, and he will also be rewarded for those turning, inshallah he'll be rewarded for the turning of the wheels. Specifically this hadith is mentioning about a person that is walking to the masjid. So sometimes if it does happen that we don't get a parking near the masjid, the parking is far from the masjid, or we are staying somewhere close to the masjid, then we shouldn't feel lazy to take out the car. If we got the opportunity and it's a little bit early and we got the chance of walking to the masjid, then we should keep these hadith in front of us. There's so much of reward for making wuzu and proceeding to the masjid. In one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains about those people that frequent the masjid. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ لِلْمَسَاجِدِ أُوْتَادَ. That the masajid, they have pillars. How you get pillars in a masjid? Like that you get certain people in the masjid, they are like the pillars of the masjid. They keep the masjid upright. In other words, these people are there all the time for salah. Like how when you walk into the masjid, you'll see the pillar that is there, you'll always see it there. So there are certain people, whenever you go to the masjid, you'll always find them there. It doesn't matter whether it's raining, it's cold, whether namaz is early or namaz is late, certain people you'll get, they are like the pillars of the masjid. Inna lil masajidi utada. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains about these people, that the special virtues that they enjoy, the first is al-malaikatu julusahuhum, that the malaika are sit with these people. When they are waiting in the masjid, when they are sitting in the masjid, they are waiting for salah, then the malaika are there with them, their companions are the malaika. Can you imagine? In one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it comes that a person is getting the reward of salah, man tazaratis salah. So long as he's sitting and he's waiting for namaz to begin, it's as though he's already in salah and he's getting rewarded, as though he is in salah. So much of reward there is for waiting for salah. So anyway, these people, the first benefit that they get is al-malaika tu julasa'uhum. The malaika are sitting with these people. The next thing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, in غَابُوا يَفْتَقِدُونَهُمْ. If they happen to not be there in the masjid one day, for some reason they are not there, the malaika start finding out what happened to this person. Today he is not here. The malaika start inquiring about him, that what happened to him. In مَرِضُوا عَادُوهُمْ. And if they find out now that he is not well, they go to his house to visit him. Why? Because he was frequent in the masjid. He was like the pillar of the masjid. So now when he is not well, they go to the house to visit him. Although we can't see him, but this we should believe. The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the malaika now coming to visit the person. And the last part of the hadith, وَإِن كَانُوا فِي حَاجَةٍ أَعَانُوهُمْ. And if this person has any need, any help, any assistance, then the malaika assist him. How they assist him is they make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fulfill this person's need. Whatever need he may have, you fulfill his need. And why did he get all this benefit? It's because he was the pillar of the masjid. Come what may, this person was always there in the masjid. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also give us the tawfiq of being the pillars of the masjid, that we are there at all times. We should always keep this in mind, that if everyone wants the company and want to enjoy the special favors of being with the malaika, we got the chance of having the company of the malaika right in this dunya. All we need to do is we need to frequent the masjid and make it such that we are part and parcel of every salah in the masjid. May Allah pak give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursalin, walhamdulillahi.